Rabbi Side Lessons from the Life, the final edition for now. And Mirz Hashem, we will listen over the summer. Mirz Hashem will have the chus of being able to also give live shurim, lessons from the late Mesorah, I guess. This, unfortunately, a little bit of a bittersweet. The last of the lessons of the late formerly here in Yeshiva Leva Torah, even though we are past the Zman, you still thirst for the knowledge of Torah. And I want to leave you, I hope, with a message that goes to your heart. Right. So now I'm going back. What do I do? How do I take my year with me in my pocket to wherever location you might be going? And the interesting idea that I want to say would seemingly not have anything to do with what we have to say, but I think it does. And it struck me when I was researching this over Shabbos, this was a very, very good nekuda. In our parsha, in Parshas Bahaloscha, so Moshe Rabbeinu does something that probably has never happened before and hopefully never happened again. He invites his father-in-law to come with him to Eretz Yisrael. Of course, Moshe thinks he doesn't know yet. Midrashim and Chazal ask what exactly was going on there. Didn't Moshe know? But okay. Vayomer Moshe l'chovav, right? Who's chovav? So this is, I'm sure you know, Gemara speak about this, and Midrashim speak about the different names, Yeser, Yisro, that he had. And maybe the word chavav for Yisro comes from the fact that he was mechavev. He loved the Torah. And we know that our wonderful, where does that come from, Mirsky?
The Rashi.
Very good. So Rashi says over here, Ishkayach. Rashi says over here, it's not, you don't understand mikro vechakar takum test, you still got it right. So, exactly. So Rashi says, what does that mean? Who's chavav? Who is he? Chovav, who is he? Who Yeser? Who Yisro? Sorry. Shenemra, chovav choysid Moshe. Chovav choysid Moshe. It doesn't show him. Matamer lomar, why does it teach us that? This is Ruel Avihem. Ruel is called Melamed. Shenikos korem la'avi Avihem Abba v'shamas har behayolo. Yisro al shem she Yeser. Parsha achas b'tor. Chovav al shechovav des haTorah sifri. He loved the Torah. So this is going to be an easy request now. The lover of Torah, the one who comes and comes after and says, wow, I saw the Nisim and the Flos, I want to be part of you. I want to become a ger. Bein Ruel HaMidyani, Chayisin Moshe. So Moshe says to him, come with us. Nisim anachnu el hamakom, asher omar Hashem. That's the point here. The final point is to come to Eretz Yisrael. Amar Hashem otani etein lachem l'cha etnenu. Right, this is the Tov Ki Dover Tov Al Yisrael. So a lot of vorts on this. Only the word Dover Tov is only written one other time in all of Tanakh, and that's talking about in the Megillah, Megillas Esther, and this Tov Diber Tov is talking about Melech. Melech is Hashem. So he says, because you Diber Tov El Hashem. So he says to his father-in-law, go, come with us, and we're going to treat you well because Hashem has spoken good for Israel. Nope, sorry, buddy, I can't go. I want to go back to my Vel Motzilich. I want to go back to the place that I was born. No, Moshe insists. Wow, can you imagine a father-in-law insisting to your father-in-law? El na ta'azov otanu. No, come on. I want you to come here. V'hayas olanu le'einam, because I want them to be able to see you, B'nai Yisrael. So everybody jumps on this and says, what's going on, Moshe? Stop, it's your father-in-law. I mean, okay, your mother-in-law for sure, but your father-in-law, you want your father-in-law to come with you to live with you the rest of your life? That's crazy. How can this be? So what's going on over here? So the key maybe to the pasuk, although that's not really what my question is, but I'll raise it anyway, is li'enayam, that they'll see. What is they going to see? So he said that enayam, Rashi says that he saw the wonders, and he'll be able to tell it over to people. And when the going gets tough, he'll be able to go up and say, hey, remember Maimon Har Sinai? That's why I became Jewish. Remember Kiryas Yamzut? That's why I became a Jew. So, okay, maybe that's the idea. But maybe Rashi says also he is able to perceive differently because he understood what it was to be an outsider. And sometimes the Jews will feel like outsiders, they'll lose their faith, and he'll be able to bring them back because of where he was. And in fact, that's what Rav Sternbach writes in Tam Vadas. He writes in a sefer, "Benira ki skula bali tshuvahu." A bal tshuva has a great skula. She'ala shedint nacho miyakosam lelechet b'derech Hashem holchim b'derech zu kitivi. Somebody who's FFB from birth. So, excuse me for being graphic, but it's in their mother's milk already. They're spoon fed this, if you will. They're brainwashed this in a positive way, of course. And it's a natural thing. However, Yisrael was different. Davak Hashem ki Yisrael mesulam yoter la nicho. They'll get it. They'll say, "Hey, I wasn't like you." Right? And at that point, there's no such thing as no FFBs. Everybody was FFBs. So he says, "Hey, I wasn't an FFB, right? I was GFB, goy from birth, right? I'm not only goy from birth. I was a priest. I was the holy of the holies of the other nations with it, not capital H." And therefore, people will get him. He'll be able to help Makaira bring people back. Amazing. B'shamati, and he writes, "I heard from the Satmar Rebbe, Zatzal, she'itiru gadol ben ha'akum, v'ayav abeis paro ha'rasha." Hey, do you know who this guy was? Remember, he was in the base paro. He was the one who gave the Eitzah. L'chein dafkuhu adam. He's the one who's ma'atim. L'aritam heichlin hog. Be'erav rav. He'll know how to deal with the Erav Am and shut them down. He'll have hashpa on them. L'arav lebnei Yisrael. He says, "You think you know what you're talking about? I live with paro. I get it." But that's not really the question I want to ask. Answer. I want to answer another question. Why did he say no? Why did he say no? We got to understand why Moshe was so persistent. Why Moshe said, "Oh, come on, you got it. Okay, get it, fine." But my question is more of, why did he say no? He had it all. He's going to be this cool figure, the GFB, and everybody's going to, Yisrael, and covered from, so even if at the end of the day, Moshe doesn't get into Eretz Yisrael, they all know who Yisrael was. So, people say, no, it's a technical reason because they didn't get the chelik benachlo. That's one possibility. Okay. He will have no land, but then he promised them that he would get land, and that land would be Yericho, and with the Mishkan will be, okay, fine. But I think here's the yisod. Possibly. There's a sefer called Or HaNefesh. Unfortunately, I did not see it inside. That's what I was trying to cram and try to find it. It was quoted in the name of Or HaNefesh, of Zaychik, or Fein Zaychik, I think his name was. Something to point me to the right space. I didn't see it in his Mimers and Paris Balos. He says something fascinating. And I think this is the key to you guys. He says that when it came to Yisrael, he saw and became Jewish because of the good times. The good times for the Jewish people. We don't have to go farther than a few psukim later when Bnei Yisrael start to complain again. They'll complain again and again. At the end of the parasha we have Aaron and Miriam, a parasha that's very hard to understand. Rabbeinu Shalom himself, Lo Chein Avdi Moshe, Kol Beisi Nehmanu, Lashon Hara is told about him. That's not the Yisrael. Yisrael only gets the good times. He's the Mamon Har Sinai guy. He's the guy who gets the blips of greatness. Oh, I heard it happen. Kriyas Yamsev, cool. 10 Makos, awesome. So he can't take it a step further. He said, oh, to live with you guys all the time? No. I don't want that. Reminds me a little bit, you know, Isha Yifas Torah. Yeah. When the other army puts this beautiful woman there, dressed like God knows what, Rabbanu Shalom Rahman Litzlan. Of course you're going to love her and fall in love with her. Now shave her head off and cut her nails and see how it is in the bad times. Yeah. So, Yisrael, I can't join. And I think this is exactly where you guys are right now. You had the good times. You had it so easy, so lucky. I'm sorry to say, I want to be ge'ah. I want to be haughty for a moment. You went to the best yeshiva possible. Hands down, no, the yeshiva could be better. We gave you so much. If you didn't like this rabbi, you like that rabbi. There's so much there. I said at the Siyum, right? If it wasn't enough that you had great rabbis and you still couldn't find the rabbi, so then you had a chug master. Then you had that derech. Right? I think we said it over. And why does it say Yisha Hashem Panei V'Lecha? Why does it say the Psukim of Birchas Kohanim from last week's parsha? We didn't give a lesson from Leif Parshas Naso. We were busy with Shavuos. It's a good thing to be busy with. But why does it say Recham Yishmarecha? Yishmarechem. Why does the Kohanim every morning when they bless us, why don't they say it Beloshon plural? So he says, because for each person it's different. So I said, for each person, you know, okay, maybe not this year, but in previous years, there were a few people who liked me. Right? Right? This one likes this way, this one likes this way. Because we give you everything. It's individual. Rabbanu Shalom's bracha is individual. I can give two guys $1 million. One guy's darkest apart. Oh, I can't believe I only have $1 million. Rabbanu Shalom, why'd you give me only $1 million? The other guy's like, I don't know what to do with $1 million. I'm going to give it to Svak. I don't know. Same thing here. You found your niche. You found your place. You found your chug. You like the trips. You like this. You found your area. We give you every, we expose you to everything. And now, maybe you could be the person who says, no, okay, I'm staying here. I want to go back to my Arzachem. I want to go back to my land, which is not the coveted Eretz Yisrael. That's not a Aliyah speech for now. This is not, I'm going to go back and I'm going to be who I was before. Maybe Dafka, that's why his name has changed. I'm going to go back and be Yisrael. Lechavev et HaTorah, his name. So that was for over here. This is for the Jewish people. I'm going to go back to Yisrael. No. Don't go back and be Yisrael. Don't go back and be who you were 8 months ago, 9 months ago. For some of you, 2 months ago. For some of you, a week ago. Don't go back and do that. You've gone so far to the point, I promise you, many of you sitting here would say to yourself, I remember the first lessons from the Leif. I would have never come. What a nut job. Who would want to go to that? And now, I'm off now. I could be playing basketball outside. I could be in Burger's Bar. Or just in a bar without burgers. And instead, I want more Torah. I want a message. I want something. So don't go back and say, hey, I can't, I'm sorry, I can't. That was, you know, but don't worry, Rabbi. When I come back for Return and Learn, I'll be back to who I was before. In Israel, I mean. No. You come back here only for one reason. You have to recharge the batteries. Rabbeinu used to say this all the time in Yeshiva. Baruch Hashem, I had this chus of going back a lot, hearing the Torahs from the great Gedolim, Rav Nevinzal and Rav Katz. And he would say, you guys go back. You want to recharge the batteries. And he was right. We needed it. We needed the Torahs of Eretz Yisrael. We needed Eretz Yisrael. But that's just a little bit of it. And to that, and I apologize for those that heard this vort from me. I don't think I ever said it, thought it would go online. So that's why I'm allowed to say it. It's mutter. And that's an idea that we shared on a very strange Thursday night. I don't know if you remember this Thursday night, right before the Zman was over. Before Pesach, we had some chulim together, those that were there. We spent a few hours together. It was remarkable. It was amazing. Just give me a heter to get out of my house and have chulim. And so over there, we spoke about something very beautiful. We spoke about a medrash. The medrash is quoted by the Ein Yaakov. Other than it being quoted by the Ein Yaakov, nobody really knows where it's written, what it is exactly. And it tells the following story. It's not in Shas at all. People think this is a shas. It's not. It's not even Yerushalmi. It's not written anywhere. And it says like this. This is a quote from the Ein Yaakov. Matzatzi kosev v'shem ha-medrash. And I want to quote this medrash. Makshatein of lo matzino. I don't know where it is. Say the renusach hazovet. And it's like this. Benzoma omer. Matzino pasuk kola. What's the pasuk that I can put in my pocket and take with me for the rest of my life? Amongst other things I'll do. But what's the pasuk of all pesukim? So if we went out to the audience now and you were to guess what the pasuk would be, so you won't be surprised what you're going to hear in a moment. Says Ben Zoma, Shema Yisrael Hashem 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 Echad. Good vort. Makes sense, right? Ben Nino says, Matzino pasuk kolel? No. Yoisehu? V'yachtel reicha kamocha. Ha-ha. V'kiva zeklal gadol b'torah. Shimon Ben Pazi says, no. You know what it is? Matzino pasuk kolel Yosef, who? The pasuk hakola as a kevsa achat aser rabokav as a kevsa yitzurim and abayim. Ends off the Ein Yaakov in the midrash. Halacha ke ben Pazi. He's right, ben Pazi. What? Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu Shebachad. Going to the gas chamber. That's what they said. Rory Klein stands on a grenade, saves myriads of people, and says Shema Yisrael. That's what we know. The Haftlerecha Kamocho. What generation do we need more than this generation to bring back the Jews that we really love? Jews, do we really love each other? That's a pasuk hakola. That's the one. The halacha is like that. Come on. The Maharal says, "No, come on." The Maharal says, "I'll tell you why." Because akevas achata said aboker is a kesher shemayim is what talking about the tumid, the orphan. Do you know when you do that? Every day, every afternoon, every morning, and every afternoon, and you do it, and you do it, and you do it, because you do it. And you know what? When you wake up one morning and it's raining outside, and the Yetzer Hara says to you, Matol, David, Binyamin, don't, you don't have to go to shul, you're potter. You know why? Because it's raining, the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want you to slip and fall. And it's snowing outside, and the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want you to drive in this weather. You go back to sleep. No! It's a kevaz achadah sin aboker! I'm sure you've said this before. Rabbi, sorry I didn't see you in chakras. Where were you? How come you weren't there? I wasn't feeling it. I wasn't feeling it. I said, good. The Ribbono Shel Olam's not going to feel it for you. No. What does that mean, I'm not feeling it? It's a kevaz achadah, you still do it no matter what. That's what Yisur was missing. He only said, well, I'll go to that. That's a cool thing. That rabbi's weird. I'm going to go to that thing. He's going to go crazy. That's cool. I'll go to that. But chakras in the morning? Nah. Regular shir? Nah. Special shir? Ooh, I'll go to that. I heard he's controversial. Maybe I can get it onto YU Torah and get him in trouble. Oh, that would be cool. That's the problem. Yisro didn't get that. Moshe did. Moshe, no, they need to see you. They need to see you're consistent. Look at you, and all the people can be, wow, he's able to do it. Look at him. He only came to the religion because he saw the great things. But he's still with us, in and out. That's the point over here, Rabbi Yisrael. When you start to make commitments now, and you should, I'll tell you what my Rebbe told me. It was a different scenario. But on the last day of graduation from Yeshiva University, Rav Meir Goldbach told his shir, everybody must do one thing before they leave this building. I want you to step into the base medrash. I want you to sit down. And in this case, he said, I want you to open up a gemara. Small, big, medium, I don't care. And start just the first mishnah. And I want you to kiss that gemara and I want you to say, I'm going to finish you. Not now. And I'm going to go to work and it's not going to be so easy, but I'm going to finish you one day. And maybe it's just Beitza, maybe it's just Megillah, maybe it's Baba Basra, maybe it's Yerushalmi. And maybe it's not a Gemara, maybe it's a Sefer Musar, maybe it's a Sefer Halacha, it's fine. There was a tzaddik on Thursday night who quoted one of the saintly rabbis in the yeshiva. For me, one of the top of the top rabbis. He quoted a mimer, a beautiful mimer that he said. You could look it up online. But he spoke about the bookends. The bookends. Remember this speech? Beautiful speech. The bookends. Learn in the morning, learn at night. Why? It's the Kevaz Achad Sein Boker, Zeh Chayim Rehem Bayim. Of course you're going to down 3 times a day, but are you learning with that? Are you doing something? You must. Not every day is going to be great. Not every day is going to be, wow, like Maamon Har Sinai. And you're going to wake up, I'm sorry to tell you, in a week from now, you're going to say, oh my God, oh, I miss Yeshiva, that was great. It was so easy. That was so hard here. Nebuch, some people go back and in their community there's only a 620 minyan. It doesn't matter. And you know when it starts? I hate to tell you this. It's going to start the moment you get off the plane. Because the moment you get off the plane, you're going to have to make a decision, which many Talmidim have said I was right, and it changed your life. And that's the decision, am I going to go to chakras? The plane lands, let's say, for argument's sake, at 5:20 in the morning, at 6 o'clock in the morning, or in the afternoon or in the evening, and mommy and daddy love you and they're hugging and kissing you, why, great.
And it's embarrassing to say, I'm really sorry, but I just need to go to davening. I'm going to go to davening now. We haven't seen you in so long. Ah. Guys tell me if they don't go the first day, the next day already is not so important. The next day is not so important. Pick your minion. It's your minion. I'm an 8 o'clock guy. Don't. Fridays is a 9:30 minion, maybe. And I heard there's a Chabad house. They daven at 11:45. Forget it. Don't do that. This is my minion. This is what I do. This is when I daven mincha. This is when I daven ma'ariv. And I really try not to change things around. Because I was a chad the same way. Okay. And I'm not only going to go. A guy once was telling me, Nebuch, we'll end with this. But he once said to me, I'll have to end off on a happy note. But he once said to me, Rebbe, I'm doing well. I'm doing really well. I said, okay, that's great. I'm so happy. He was in a certain university named for a famous figure in England. And Queens. And he said to me, Baruch Hashem, I'm keeping up with my learning. I said, great, you have a chavrus? No. I go every week to a Fabregan and Chabad. I said, it's great. Baruch Hashem, it's great. It's keeping the spiritual alive. Some Torah. What else are you doing? He said, no, Rebbe. Did you hear what I said? I'm going every week. I said, that's not a Kevzah Chadasan Rebbe. You know what that is? That's the Yisrael. I get something cool every week. Okay. I'm not saying you shouldn't do that. You go to a shir, you go to... That same Rebbe, Rebbe Meir Goldbach, I had discussed when we got married, so I went to his shir every week. I loved it. Oh, I give his shir. It was a good inspiration. Torah Sarah Yisrael. And I had a chavrus at the same time. My chavrus was getting really annoyed with me that once a week I would take off and go to the shir. And he threatened me. He threatened divorce. He said, if you're not going to be consistent, I'm sorry, but it's me or Rav Goldbach. So I told my wife, no. So I said, okay. I asked permission from Rav Goldbach and I said, listen, I have a chavrusa. I want to ask Rishus. And he was, Rav Goldbach always smiles, but he clearly wasn't smiling at this point. And he said, no, I don't want you coming to my shir. The shir is for people who once a week has Torah. You have a chavrusa every day. It's like, a chavrusa in a broker. That's what you need. I'm not saying once in a while you shouldn't get inspiration. Rebbe, I can't come to the alumni Shabbaton because I got a chavrusa. No. But that's the key, Rabbi Yisai. My bracha to you is that you take this idea of a zakeh, a zachat, a said revoke, and recognize Shema Yisrael is important, v'atarechel, it's all important. And you should get that in your life, and you need the spiritual, you need that, it's so important. And concentrate on your sitter. And you're going to have a difficult time, you're going back to, unfortunately, very quick minyanim, and it's very hard to get spiritually into it, I get it. And join the Karbach minyanim, get it, right? Maybe it's a little bit longer, but get it. A father once told me, he said, the worst thing happened to me. Hartstein, this is right after a few years ago, we went to speak to the parents, and he said, I was very upset, I have to tell you. My son got off the plane, he heard some stupid jeer from you, and he said, Abba, I don't want to go to regular shul this week. He said, oh my God, my son doesn't want to go to shul. He said, no. The shul has a Karbach minyan every week. Let's go to the Karbach minyan. Karbach minyan. I'm used to getting home within 42 minutes. You get home already, that. I go to this great minyan, 7 o'clock, nobody speaks. I go to this minyan, it's an hour and a half long, and somebody speaks. He says, Rabbi, it was the greatest experience of my life. I was watching my son dance. You could tell, wow, he was into it. And I started dancing with him. It was amazing. Of course you need those things. Make that regular in your life as well. And with that, you'll give the biggest bracha to the yeshiva. My bracha to all of you is that you continue to give nachas to the yeshiva as you've given to us this year. And the nachas that you'll give us is that, number one, you'll keep in touch with us. One of the things that bothers me to no end is that guys, I'll send them emails. I know you don't use emails. On WhatsApp, Facebook. I got everything nowadays. Send on Snapchat. But keep in touch. Rebbe's want to talk to you. Talk to us. Tell us how you're doing. All of our conversations doesn't have to be, so, did you put tefillin on today? I'm not going to do that. 3-4 conversations and I'll ask you. The idea is that we want to know what's going on. We want nachas. We want to know we're like your parents. We are. We become sorry. You have more parents now. We care about you. Tell us what's going on in your life. Tell us your struggles. That's part of this. And with that, in Ritz Hashem, you'll give nachas ruach to your parents, and nachas ruach to your rebbes, and nachas ruach to the Bono Shalom. That nachas ruach, in Ritz Hashem, will greet you back here very soon with the Mashiach Zidkenu, the Meheir of Yamin.